Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
God, touch us, Jesus, with your finger of love.
pour out of thy spirit, that send thine anointing, oh Lord. We need your anointing, Jesus. Oh, my God, touch us, Jesus. Oh, my God, while we're waiting, Lord, we need a blessing from you, Lord. We're depending on you today, Lord. Move in a mighty way, Lord. Let your spirit prevail. Let your blood cover today, Lord. Wash us, oh, Lord. Make us ever withhold. Draw us closer to you. We need a closer walk, oh, Lord. Jesus, we want you to look on the souls of men and every listener to this broadcast. We pray that you touch them right now, Lord. Strengthen, heal, save, forgive, and deliver, oh, Lord. Blot out of transgressions. We know you're a forgiving God. We know you're able to save to the uttermost. We pray that you have your way. Let your will be done, Lord. Say, Jesus, while we're praying and while we're waiting, Lord, move, Jesus, by your spirit, Jesus. Take full control, oh, Lord. Jesus, we need you, Lord. We need you right now, Lord. Touch us, Jesus, while we're waiting, while we're praying, Lord. Touch us, Jesus. Send thine anointing, oh Lord. Jesus, pour out of your spirit. Let your blood cover today, Lord. Jesus, we need you to make us what you want us to be. Help us to seek to please you in every way, Lord. In the name of Jesus, not our will, Lord, but let your will be done. Help us, Jesus, to speak to please you, oh Lord, and not man, Lord, but help us, Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Pray that you look upon our family members, the unsaved family members. Touch them right now, Lord. Save them, Jesus. Remember their souls, fill them with the Holy Ghost. Those that don't know you, oh Lord. We pray that you forgive them, save them, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Have thine own way. Let thy will be done. Go with us and stand by us. Bless in a special way. And Lord, those families that are going through bereavement, we pray that you touch them right now, Lord. Have mercy, Jesus. Say, Jesus, lift the burdens of their heart. Give them strength to get through this. In the name of Jesus, Jesus, lift the heavy burden, Lord. We know the heart of burden bearer. You're able, oh Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Say, Jesus, say to the uttermost, oh Lord. Let your blood cover, oh Lord. Take full control today, oh Lord. Go with us, oh Lord. Lead us and guide us. Show us the way that you would have us to go, oh Lord. Help us if we please you in every way. Not our will, but let our will perish, oh Lord. We are seeking to please you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, have thine own way, Jesus. Pray, Jesus, that you look upon those souls that are in harm's way over in Ukraine, oh Lord. Pray that you have mercy on them, oh Lord. Have mercy, Jesus. Spare their lives, oh Lord.
Look
on them with compassion, oh Lord. Have mercy today, Jesus. Look on that devil, oh Lord. Jesus, I pray that you bind his works, oh Lord.
Jesus,
Satan come to seek and to destroy it, but you came, Lord, to give life, and we believe you and take you at your word. Have mercy today, Lord. Look on your people everywhere throughout the world. We want you to touch, Lord. Come by one and name by name. Have mercy, oh Lord. Send your mercy, Jesus. We know thou art a merciful God. Touch right now, Lord. Move in a mighty way, Lord.
Move
by your spirit, Jesus. Jesus, touch right now, Lord. Jesus, Oh, my God. Saved to the utmost. Look on the souls that are hospitalized. Going to the hospital. Touch right now. Have mercy on the souls. Heal, oh Lord, from the cancer, from the diabetes, the high blood pressure, and all manner of diseases. We know you're able to heal. We know you've got the power, Lord. You can do everything, Lord. Save, Jesus. Deliver, Lord. Move, Lord. Jesus, come to our rescue. Hear our prayer. Hear our cry, oh Lord. We need you right now, Lord. Touch, Lord. Call me, Jesus. Touch my body right now. Give me strength, oh Lord. Heal and deliver, Lord. I know you're able, Lord. Jesus, be merciful, oh Lord. Let your spirit prevail. Let your blood cover, Lord. Wash, oh Lord. Make effort with hold, Jesus. Jesus, draw me closer. I will, Lord.
Do it, Lord.
Draw me closer.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Help me, Jesus. I'm seeking to please you, not my will, but let your will be done, Lord. Oh, my God, I pray that you look on this broadcast, that you will bless every soul. Bless today. Have your way. Let your will be done. Move by your spirit, oh Lord. Send on help. Send on strength. Have mercy today. You know all about us. You know what we're going through. You know the test. You know the trial. Help us, Jesus. Keep our souls. Help us stand and to go through. We're depending on you, Lord. No other help we know. Help us today, oh Lord. Have mercy. Have mercy today, Lord. Send your mercy, oh Lord. Send strength, oh Lord. Give strength to the weak. Oh, my God. Look on those who are disencouraged. Pray that you touch them right now. Encourage their souls. Encourage their hearts. Help the best and to go forward in there. Help them to drive and to go forward, Lord.
Help
in the name of Jesus. We know you're able to do it, Lord. Oh, my God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you today for this prayer.
Thank
we
you.
Thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your love. We thank you for the great things that you've done.
Thank
you, Lord. We thank you for sparing our lives.
Giving
us another day and another chance to draw nigh unto you, to call on your name, to seek your face, to get a closer walk. We thank you today, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you right now, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory.
Thank you for what you're doing, Lord.
Thank you.
We thank you for what you've already done, Jesus. We thank you for how you've blessed us.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
thank you for your mercy, oh Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, my God, we pray for continued mercy.
Jesus.
That you'll go with us. Stand by us. Blessing, keep us. And we'll give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Glory to your name, Jesus. Bless
you,
your name, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful anointed prayer coming through Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. We just thank God for you tuning in to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show on this afternoon. And we invite you to enjoy the Lord, to give praise to his name, to listen and be blessed. Praise be to God. We are so grateful for what the Lord has done. And I am the Watch Care Minister of Holy Temple Church of God here in Baltimore, Maryland. And we are coming to you from Baltimore, Maryland. And the Holy Temple is a branch of the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God, our headquarters church, which is located in Camden, New Jersey. Pastor Richard Jackson Jr. is our president, praise the Lord, and we just want to acknowledge our late Vice President, Pastor Lewis Marshall Sr., and we thank God for all the people of God. We thank the Lord for just blessing us in this ministry. And on this afternoon, the Lord has laid it on my heart to do something a little, and that will be a special prayer service. Praise the Lord. And before we go into that portion, we're going to have our opening scripture and our announcement by Evangelist Khadija Hameen. God bless, Evangelist Khadija.
Our opening scripture is taken from the 143rd number of Psalms, beginning with the first verse, and I'm reading from the King James Version Bible. It says, "Hear my prayer, O Lord, give ear to my supplications. In thy faithfulness answer me, and in thy righteousness. And enter not into judgment with thy servant, for in thy sight shall no man living be justified. For the enemy hath persecuted my soul. He hath smitten my life down to the ground. He hath made me to dwell in darkness as those that have been long dead. Therefore my spirit overwhelmed within me. Therefore is my spirit overwhelmed within me. Excuse me. My heart within me is desolate. I remember the days of old. I meditate on all thy works. I muse on the work of thy hands. I stretch forth my hands unto thee, and my soul thirsteth after thee, as a thirsty land, Selah. Hear me speedily, O Lord. My spirit faileth. Hide not thy face from me, if I be like unto them that go down into the pit. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk, for I lift up my soul unto thee." Thank God for the name of the Lord, the 143rd number of Psalm, the first throughout the eighth verse. And again, we thank you for tuning into the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. The broadcast airs every Friday night at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. You may listen by dialing 319-527-6763, or you may listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com. / My King Service Title, One School and One is O-N-E. If anyone would like to listen to any of our previous broadcasts, you may log into the broadcast website at www.blogtalkradio.com/ My King Service Title, One School, and click on any of the on-demand broadcasts. If you wish to correspond with Prayer Works Ministry, the email address is prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. Our prayer request phone number is 410-209-7503. If you would like to speak with us during the broadcast, our guest call-in number is 978-990-5270. The access code is 794-6408. If you're looking to support other ministries or you just need something to help you get through the week every Wednesday at 6 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Martha Colbeck hosts the There Is Hope Ministry. The dial-in number is 603-580-9377. The access code is 567-2574. On Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Myrtle Huff, Missionary Rebecca Ingram, and Missionary Christine Watson host the Power Prayer Line at 978-990-5337. The access code is 346-9155. Faith Temple Church hosts Sunday evening service via teleconference at 6 o'clock p.m., where Pastor Jerry Bennett is the pastor. The phone number is 720-740-9840. Access code is 182-7631. Make sure my role teams up with Evangelist Annette Bradley each night at 9 o'clock p.m. on the Prayer News Network at 339-209-6891. We want to continue to pray for the souls on our prayer list for the Breed Hall family, the Breed Berry family, Gregory Smith, the Breed Frazier Carr Lampson family, Sean Colbreth, the brief Williams Edmond family, Tracy Curry, Errol Mercado, Mahed Shada, Percy, C. Sills, Evangelist Maybell's cousins, the Parham family, Steve Allen Jr., Terrell Allen, that the Lord would save them, Elder Barry Johnson, and the bereaved Johnson family, the Spriggs family, the brief Gatewood family for Tamika Huff, the Amore Nixon family, Arlene Almonte, Mother Janice Marshall, the bereaved Marshall family, Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, the bereaved Anderson family, the bereaved Diggs family, Robin Mansay, Patrick Miller, Montrell Miller, Steve from Upper Darby, Deborah and her daughter, Muhammad Hameen, Nicholas, Andrew Marshall, and all those who are currently requesting prayer. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. So I'm going to go ahead and turn the broadcast back into the hands of Evangelist Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Evangelist Khadija, do you have the information about the Sunday School Convention? 47th Annual Sunday School Convention.
Yes, I do have it, but I don't have it.
Okay. Well, we'll make mention of it later. Which we'll, we thank God for the opening prayer. Thank God once again. Thank God for the opening scripture and also for the announcements. And I just want to say that God, he moves in mysterious ways. God does many mysterious things, praise the Lord, and we just have to humble ourselves and go the way that the Lord leads, praise the Lord. And I just felt the Lord leaning on me to just go into prayer and pray specific for certain things. So this will be like a special prayer service on this afternoon, praise the Lord. So the way that God laid it on my heart to do, I thought about, or rather the Lord took my mind back to when we used to go to Christian Temple on Saturday morning. We would have Saturday morning prayer, and the late Evangelist Thompson, we would get together after that prayer, and we would go minister. We would go to the hospitals. We would pray with souls. We would pray in my home. We basically just spent that day in prayer. And this is part of how I learned that prayer is a big portion of my ministry. It wasn't apparent to me or clear to me at the time, but eventually as the time went on and when I kept trying to run from prayer, that's when God let me know prayer is a part of my ministry, and I believe a large part of it, praise the Lord. And I tell you, God, he answers prayer. He hears and he answers prayer. And so let us get our minds ready to go in prayer. And let me explain the way we used to work together. Mother Thompson, she was a prophetess. And God would use her in such a great and a mighty way. And she would come and into my home. And we spent that time, we were just praying and going before God. And she would, the Lord would give her to give me a name. And as soon as she told me who the Lord wanted me to pray for, I would start praying as if I knew person's problem was, which I didn't know these names. She would just say, the Lord wants you to pray for so-and-so. Lord wants you to pray for this one. Lord wants you to pray for that one. And God was just moving in such a great way. And that was something I had forgotten about, praise the Lord. But there are people waiting for something from God. They are waiting. They have a special petition before God, and they are asking God for these things that they desire. And to have somebody to pray on their behalf is a blessing indeed. And Jesus, he prayed for us. He prayed for Peter. And he told Peter the specific thing that he prayed for. He prayed that his faith failed not. Hallelujah. That was a specific prayer, and it was an effective and a fervent prayer. Hallelujah. That availed and kept him and preserved him. So God, he hears and he answers. But there are those times when we need to be very specific when we go to God and name whatever it is we desire for him to do. Hallelujah. This is not in all cases, but in some cases we need to say it out before God.
Amen.
And so as we get ready to go into this prayer, I know we called out the names on the prayer list, but if you have a specific name or something particular that you want prayer for, feel free to say that out. I don't have that prayer list before me, Evangelist Khadija. While we're praying, if I ask you for, you know, to start calling those names out, please give me those names. Amen.
Okay.
And so if somebody comes to mind, Evangelist May and Evangelist Khadija, if somebody comes to mind that is not on the prayer list, give me those names when I call for it. Amen. Praise the Lord. So at this time, before I go into prayer, I just want to read a few verses of scripture taken from Jeremiah, the 17th chapter, verses 1 through 10, excuse me, 5 through 10, and verse 14. I just want to read those before we go into prayer. Jeremiah 17, 5 through 10, and verse 14. And it reads, I'm reading from the King James Version Bible. Thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in man and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from the Lord. For he shall be like the heath in the desert, and shall not see when good cometh, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land and not inhabited. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when heat cometh, but her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. The heart is deceitful above all things, and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. Verse 14, heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for thou art my praise. Praise the Lord. At this time, with our minds on the Lord, let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, my God, we come before you right now, Lord, and we humble ourselves. Oh, Lord Jesus, we call on you, Lord, to incline your ear to the prayers that are prayed right now during this broadcast. And for everyone who's listening, who has a special and specific request or petition to bring before you this day, oh, my God, in the name of Jesus, we ask in faith that you will look down on us right now, oh God. And while we're praying, Lord, search our hearts. For you know our hearts, oh God, and you try to reign. Jesus, stop by just a little while, my God, and have mercy, oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus. And we present before you, Lord, the prayer list, oh God, that we called out the names, oh Lord Jesus. You know each and every name that's on the list, my God. And we bring these before you this day. Oh, Heavenly Father, look on the list right now and see every name. And we call these names out before you. Oh, bless your name, Lord Jesus. Vandis Khadija, call out the names on the list one by one.
This is Martha Colbreth and her mother.
Oh, God, look on, Evangelist Martha Colbreth. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus, and her mother. And we are praying, Lord, that you will lay your hand on them right now, oh, God. Lord, you know what's going on with them, Lord Jesus. And we pray for healing, Lord Jesus. We pray, God, that you will uphold them, my God, and strengthen them in the name of Jesus. Send salvation and send deliverance. Lord, move in a special manner in the name of Jesus. Have mercy right now, Lord. You know all things, and we ask specific, Lord God, that you will hear their cry, Lord, and bless them today with the blessing that they stand in need of. You can see what they're going through, Lord, and you know their situation. And we ask, God, that you will bless them on this day. Oh, God, wow, this prayer is going up before you. Call out another name.
Hallelujah. The Bereaved Hall family.
Oh, my God, look on the Bereaved Hall family right now. Heavenly Father, we pray, God, that you will give them comfort and give them consolation. In as much as Celeste kept the faith, and she kept trusting in you, Lord. She kept believing in you, oh God. And she made her heart right before you, oh Lord. She made amends, and she asked for forgiveness. And we pray, God, that you will be with her family and that you will strengthen that family, oh, God. And anyone in the family who's not saved and don't know you, we pray, God, that you will save them and that you will deliver their souls in the name of Jesus. Next name, hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
The Bereaved Berry family.
Oh, God, look on the Bereaved Berry family, Lord Jesus. Lord, we ask right now, God, that you will move in that family and give them comfort and consolation. Help them, Lord, during this difficult time, Lord Jesus. And remember, oh, Lord, all the things that they have gone through and suffered. You know all about it, Lord Jesus. And we are asking you to fix it for them, God. Save in the family. Deliver. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus, open the eyes of those who are blind to the truth. You know, Lord Jesus, and we're asking you to fix it. We believe you, my God, and we're taking you at your word. Call another name.
Gregory Smith.
Oh, God, look on Gregory Smith, Jesus. We're praying, Lord, that you will lay your hand on him right now. Touch, Lord, touch his body. Touch his mind, Lord, touch his soul in the name of Jesus. Save him, my God. Move upon him in a mighty way. Let the glory of God be revealed in the name of Jesus, my God. We believe you, and we know there is nothing too hard for you. There is nothing impossible. Oh, my God, move in miraculous ways and work wonders. Let your name be lifted up in his life. We believe it right now, my God, and we thank you for it. Call another name. Yes, Lord.
The Bereaved Fraser Carr Lexington family.
Oh, God, look on the Bereaved family, Lord, the Fraser Carr Lampson family, Lord Jesus. My God, you know, Lord, the pain that they're going through, and we are asking you, Lord, to intervene right now. Give them comfort, Lord. Give them consolation. Oh, Lord Jesus, we know that you're able to fix every situation, Lord, and those hearts that are hardened to the truth. You're able right now to break up that stony heart. You're able, my God, and I pray that you would give them the mind to get their souls right, Lord Jesus. Save in the family, Lord. Strengthen them during this difficult time in the name of Jesus. Have mercy. You know all about it, Jesus. And those, oh God, who are suffering with illnesses and going through right now, Lord, heal their bodies, Lord, and let them know you're the only true and living God, and you have the power to do everything, and that you don't make any mistakes. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Call the next name.
Sean Colbreth.
Oh, my God. Look on Sean Colbreth. Lord, in a special way, my God, we're coming before you, Lord Jesus, and we're asking you to go where he is, Lord, and make your holy visitation. Oh, Lord, go into the room where he is and touch his body, Lord. Oh, my God, only if the doctors can give him up, Lord, we place him in your hands. Because we know, Lord, that you have never lost a case, that you can do everything, and there's nothing impossible for you. There's nothing too hard for you, my God. But we want your will to be done, Lord Jesus. Have your way in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, move right now, my God, in the name of Jesus, and send healing, Lord. Send salvation, send restoration in the name of Jesus. Bless him in a special manner. We believe you together, and we are taking you at your word. Oh, my God, and we thank you. Call the next name.
Errol Marcato.
Say it again.
Errol Marcato.
Lord, look on Daryl Marcato. Heavenly Father, you made him. Oh, yes, Lord, and you know him by name. You know everything about him. We are praying, Lord, a special prayer right now that you will stop by, that you will visit him, Lord Jesus, that you will make yourself known the more and let him see your power. Oh, glory to your name, Jesus. Have mercy upon him and lay your hand on his body. Touch, Lord Jesus, and make him whole from the inside out. In the name of Jesus, have your way and let your will be done. We believe you and we thank you, Lord. His name.
The bereaved William Edlin family.
Lord Jesus. Oh, my Heavenly Father, we come to you, Lord God, on behalf of the bereaved Edmund Williams family, Lord Jesus, and we are asking you for comfort and for consolation. Oh, Lord Jesus, we ask that you will look down on every member one by one and name by name and touch, Lord, strengthen and uphold the family, Lord God. Help, Lord. In this difficult time, we pray, God, for saving of souls. Lord Jesus, we ask that you approve yourself and manifest your powers in such a more greater way than they have ever seen. Oh, Lord Jesus, you know, hallelujah, you know all things, and you are the only one who can work things out. And we are asking you, Lord, to bless this family in a special way. Be with them and be close to them, Lord Jesus, while they're going through, Lord, while the enemy is fighting against them. Lord, give them strength, Lord. Give them encouragement. Give them holy boldness and help them, Lord, oh God, to do your will. In the name of Jesus, let all the other family members see your glory and bless your holy name. We believe you, Lord, and we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Tracy Curry.
Say the first name again.
Tracy Curry.
Mason Curry. Oh, my God. We're asking you to look upon Mason Curry. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, glory to your name, Lord. Have mercy right now, Jesus. Lord Jesus, we ask right now that you will grant that petition, Lord, that you will do it for him right now. In the name of Jesus, move, Lord, in a mighty way. Let your powers be made known, Lord God. Let your healing virtue go through the body. In the name of Jesus, have your way and let your will be done. Lord God, you know all things and you know all about it. We are asking you to fix it right now. In the name of Jesus, my God, we believe you. Hallelujah. And we thank you for it. Glory to your name. That name. Lord, be healed.
Say it a little louder.
Be healed.
You sound muffled, but God knows who it is. Oh, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
Be healed.
Oh, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, look upon Steve Fields in the name of Jesus. My God, we pray right now. Yes, Lord Jesus, hallelujah. We pray, God, that you will touch Steve Fields, Lord God. Touch his body, Jesus. Lay your hand on him right now. Heal him, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy. Oh, my God, move right now. You know the condition that he's in, Lord Jesus. You know, oh, my God, you made the body. You know everything about it. When the body systems begin to shut down, Lord, you are the one that can start them back up again. Oh, glory to your name, Lord Jesus. Move in a mighty way and work a wonder, Lord. Work wonders in the name of Jesus. Raise him up, Lord. Make him everywhere whole in the name of Jesus. Have your way, my God. Let your holy will be done. We believe, Lord Jesus, and we thank you. Hallelujah. Call us up.
Percy.
Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. My God, look on Percy right now. Touch, Lord Jesus. Lord, you know what Percy needs. And we're asking you to give it to him right now. In the name of Jesus. Bless abundantly, Lord, with the blessing that he stands in need of. Move by your power. We believe in, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, and we thank you, Lord. We praise your name. Thank you, Jesus. Lord God, look on the head.
The head shatter.
Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Jesus. Lay your hand on it, Lord. Touch, Lord Jesus. Heal and make everyone whole. Touch your mind. Touch your heart, Lord, and show yourself. Let her see who the true and the living God is. That there is none other beside you, and that you are the only one to be worshipped and praised. And we believe you, Lord God, and we thank you. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Lord God, look on the bereaved Parton family. Jesus, we pray right now, Lord, that you will send your holy angels around the family, oh God, to keep them and to preserve them, to help them during this difficult time, Lord Jesus. Give them comfort and consolation. We pray, God, that you'll move in miraculous ways in this family, Lord Jesus. For those doubting hearts, Lord God, show them the truth, Lord God, and take away all the doubts. Take away the unbelief in the name of Jesus and let your power
be made manifest. Let your glory be revealed. Oh, my God, have your way and let your holy will be done. We believe you, Lord. Hallelujah. And we thank you. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thanks, man.
Even Allen Jr. and Terrell Allen.
Oh, my God. Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus.
Lord, we come before you right now, Lord, asking you, Lord, to look on Stephen Allen Jr. and Terrell Allen, Lord God. Look on these young men, Lord Jesus. You made them, Lord. You created them, my God. You know their name, Lord. You know everything that's going on in their lives. And we are praying that you will save them, Jesus, and use them for your service. Don't let the enemy destroy their lives, oh God. Don't let the enemy mess up their minds, oh my God. But work on them in the name of Jesus and bring them on in before you, Lord. Clean them up and fill them with the Holy Ghost. Use them, Lord Jesus, as your servant. And we believe you, my God. We believe you right now. And we thank you, Lord God. Call the next one.
Oh, the Barry Johnson and the Believe Johnson family.
Thank you, Jesus. Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes. So the Barry Johnson and the Believe Johnson family.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God. We come to you, Lord Jesus, on behalf of Elder Barry Johnson and the bereaved Johnson family. Lord, we ask that you will bless him, ever strengthen him, and encourage him. In the name of Jesus. Lord, comfort.
Yes,
give him comfort, Lord. Give him consolation. Lord Jesus, you know the pain of his heart, and you know what he's going through right now. And we are asking you, my God, to be close to him in the name of Jesus. Oh, and let you know his situation, my God. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus, we ask that you'll remember his labor, Lord, and his work. God, and bless him abundantly and his family, Lord Jesus. Comfort the family, Lord. Give them consolation. In the name of Jesus, have mercy, have mercy. Praying, God, that you will save in the family. Save those who are not saved, my God. And save, Lord, give somebody a little more time, oh, Lord, to repent and to give their life unto you before it's too late. Have mercy, please, Lord, have mercy upon them. We believe you, Lord God, and we thank you. Yes, Lord, thank you.
The Spirit family.
Oh, my Lord Jesus, we call upon you, Lord God, to remember the Sprigg family. Yes, Lord, hallelujah. Remember the family, oh God. Asking that you will bless that family right now, God. Touch,
yes,
Lord. Heal, deliver, save, Lord God. Do wonders. We know you're able, Lord God. There's nothing too hard for you. There's no soul too far gone that you cannot reach them, oh Lord, because you can go places that we cannot go. You can reach those that we cannot. And we ask that you remember that family, Lord, and bless them, comfort them, console them, Lord. Take them through. Oh, do it for us, Lord. Hallelujah. We believe, my God. And we thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. The bereaved Gatewood family and Tamika Huff.
Look on the bereaved Gatewood family. And her family, Lord Jesus, we pray, Lord, hallelujah, that you will heal the wound of their heart,
that you will give them comfort, Lord. Give them consolation. Oh, Lord God, have mercy. And help those family members who are struck. Oh, my God, have mercy on them. And give them the mind to get their souls right before it's too late. Oh, my God, do wonders and work miracles in the name of Jesus. Be close to the family, Lord, and uphold them during this difficult time and take them through. We believe you, Lord, and we thank you
right now, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you. A more Nicks and family.
Lord, look on a more Nicks and family. Oh, my God, I pray right now that you will bless that family in a special way. Oh, my God, you know what a more Nicks needs. Oh,
Lord,
you know thy name, Lord God. You can see what they're going through. And, Lord, we ask that you will stop by. Stop by, Lord, for just a little while and visit in the name of Jesus. Make your glory revealed before them, Lord. Let them see who you are in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to your name, Lord. You know all about it. Fix it right now, Jesus. Turn the heart all to you, Lord God. Help them, Lord, to forsake their ways and to reverence you. We know you have the power. We believe you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
We believe you.
And we thank you.
Thank you.
Glory to your name. Thank you, Jesus. Yes,
Marlene Almonte.
Oh, my God, look on. Marlene Almonte. Father, you made Marlene Almonte. And we ask you right now to bless this person, oh, God, with the blessing that they stand in need of. Lord God, lay your hand upon such, Lord Jesus. Move in a mighty way. Oh, my God. Go deep into that soul, Lord Jesus, and stir that soul. Stir up their mind. Stir up their heart, Lord God, until they surrender to you in the name of Jesus. Oh, blessed Savior, have your way. God, let your will be done in her life. Lord, we believe and we thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Mother Janice Marshall, the grieved Marshall family.
Oh, my God, we ask you a special, special prayer. Oh, God, asking that you would look on our dear Mother Marshall, Mother Janice Marshall, and the bereaved Marshall family. Oh, God, we pray right now that you will mend the broken heart, Lord. Heal up the wound of the heart in that family, God. Comfort and console them. Oh, give them strength. Help them, Lord, to go through. Oh, God, bear them up, Lord Jesus, during this difficult time. Even the church family along with them. Take us through, Lord Jesus. Give us what we need, Lord, and be close to us continually in the name of Jesus. Those who don't know you in that family, I pray, God, that you will make yourself known to them and let them know that you care and that you love them and you want to save them in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, we believe you, and we thank you. Yes, Lord, thank you, Jesus. And that
Jesus, Robin Manfay.
Oh, my God, we ask that you will look on Robin Manfay. Lord Jesus, you know the condition, the illness that they're suffering with in their body. And we are praying, God, that you will touch, heal, and deliver. Oh, God, no matter what stage the cancer is,
And we ask, God, that you will make them whole in the name of Jesus. Oh, blessed Savior, move upon them, Lord Jesus. Confound those in the medical profession, those who say that it cannot be Jesus. Make them know that you can do everything, and there's nothing impossible, nothing too hard for thee. And we believe you right now, and we take the answer word, and we thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
thank you, Lord.
Thank
Evangelist
you.
Cynthia Edmond. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, my God, we ask that you will look on our beloved Evangelist Cynthia Edmond. Lord Jesus, I pray right now a special prayer that you will touch her, Lord. Strengthen her and encourage her, Lord God. Take her through the more, Lord Jesus, and even the family, Lord God, and for the lost, and asking, God, that you will ever comfort and console them, Lord Jesus. Take them through, Lord God. Remember her and the Anderson family. Move in a mighty way, Lord Jesus. Save in the family, oh God. Ask that you will bless Evangelist Cynthia and her ministry, God. That you will open doors and make ways for her. Oh, Lord Jesus, you know what she's going through. You know how the enemy is fighting against her. And we pray, Lord, that you will deliver with a strong hand. Oh, my God, and let your name be glorified in all that she does. Whatever she puts forth her hand to do, let it be blessed. Let it be prosperous. And let it bring glory and honor to your name. Lord, we believe you. Hallelujah, and we thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. The bereaved Diggs family.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask, God, that you will look upon the bereaved Diggs family, Lord Jesus. Look on the whole family, my Lord, the extended family. And we are asking you, oh God, for comfort and for consolation in the name of Jesus. Lord, move in miraculous ways. Comfort them this day and take them through during this difficult time, Lord. They need strength. They need you to bear them up, Lord. They need you to uphold them, oh God, and save in the family. Move by your power. We believe you, Lord Jesus, and we thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Patrick Miller and Montrell Miller.
Oh, my God. Have mercy, Lord. Jesus. Lord, we come to you right now asking that you look on Patrick and Montrell Miller. Lord Jesus, you made Patrick and Montrell. You know everything about them, Lord. You know their state of mind. You know their thought pattern. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to your name, Jesus. And we ask you right now to move in their lives, to bless them, Lord Jesus, in a special manner, Lord, and use them for your service. Let your glory be revealed. Let your powers be made manifest. We believe you, Lord Jesus, and we thank you. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Andrew Marshall.
Oh, God, we come to you. We ask that you will look on Andrew Marshall. Lord, you know where he is, oh, God. I pray right now, Lord, that you will touch his mind and touch his heart, Lord. We pray, God, that you will cause him to return, to come back home, Lord. Move on him, Lord, wherever he may be. We know, God, that you can see him. You know, Lord Jesus, everything about him. And we pray that you will save him, Lord. Save his soul, my God. Restore him, Lord Jesus. Help him to make it back before it's too late. In the name of Jesus, be merciful and compassionate.
We believe you, Lord God, and we thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. James Ingram.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, oh my God, we ask you to look on James Ingram, Lord. Oh God, be merciful. Have mercy, have mercy. Jesus, have mercy. Have mercy on James Ingram. Touch his mind, Lord. Touch his body. Touch his heart. Oh, God, so you're able. You can do it, Lord Jesus. You can do everything. Nothing is impossible, oh, my God. We're asking you to please, Lord, work a miracle in his life and in his family's life, oh, God. We're asking that you will do a wonder, Lord, and restore his soul. Restore his mind, Lord Jesus. Restore his mind, oh God. Regulate his mind, Lord. Fix his heart. Save him, Lord Jesus. Deliver his soul. But you may use him. Oh my God. Bind the enemy on every side. The enemy that seeks to destroy his life. But Lord God, save his soul and preserve him. We believe you, Lord, and we thank you. Next. Heavenly Father, we come to you, Lord, on behalf of Elder Jerry Aldo. Oh, my God. We are asking you, Lord Jesus, to look on him right now, to touch his mind and touch his heart. Oh, Lord Jesus. Remember him on this day and be compassionate, Lord, and be merciful. Deliver him, O God, and restore his soul. Reclaim him, Lord God. Bring him back home to you. Help him to return unto you, Lord Jesus. Help him to turn away from his way, to commit his way to you. Oh, God, work on his mind. Work on his heart. God, if you're able to reach him, we ask you, Lord, to please remember him, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy on his soul and save him, Lord. Save him before it's too late. Lord God, give him more time to make it back in the name of Jesus, God. Glory to you, Lord. We believe you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Eve from Upper Darby.
Thank you, Jesus. Lord God, we ask you to look for Steve. Lord Jesus, I pray, God, that you will remember him, that you will bless him, Lord. Oh, God, that you will work on his mind and his heart, that you will give him the heart. To turn his life over to you, Lord Jesus. Put it in his heart, oh God. Put it in his mind to serve you, Lord. To give up the world. To walk away from the world, Lord, and to surrender to your will. In the name of Jesus, we believe you, Lord God, and we thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Deborah and her daughter.
Oh, God, look on Deborah and her daughter. Lord Jesus, you know who Deborah is and where she is and her daughter. We are praying, God, that you will bless them abundantly, Lord, that you will save and fill them with the Holy Ghost, that you will use them for your service. Lord God, fix it in their home, Lord God. Fix it in their lives. You are able to work it out. And Lord, do it right now while we are praying this prayer. Oh, glory to your name, Lord. You know the desire of their heart. And we ask you, oh, God, to grant it as long as it's according to your will. And we believe you, Lord, and we thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Muhammad Amin and family.
Oh, glory to your name, Lord Jesus. We come to you right now, Lord, on behalf of Muhammad Hamid and family. Oh, Lord Jesus, Look on Muhammad, Shalid, and his family, my God. We pray, Lord, that you will bless him today, Lord, with the blessing that he stands in need of. Oh, God, touch his heart and touch his mind, Lord. Move in a mighty way. Move upon him, my Lord God. Lay your hand on him in the name of Jesus. Lord God, let the enemy know that he belongs to you and that he is to take his hands off of him. In the name of Jesus, we pray, God, that you will rebuke and bind every unclean spirit. Bind evil spirits in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, bless him. Bless him to do your will. Bless him, Lord. Save him to the uttermost. Deliver his soul, oh, Lord God, and be with him even where he is, Lord. We know, God, that you can go there, and we ask that you will visit him and encourage his heart. Help him, Lord, to continue to seek after you in the name of Jesus. And look on his family. Look on his wife and his children. We're praying, God, that you will save them, that you will preserve their lives. That you don't let the enemy destroy their lives, oh, Lord, but preserve their lives and deliver them in the name of Jesus. Use them for your service. We believe you, Lord, and we thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Nicholas.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Oh, God. We ask, Lord, that you will look on Nicholas. Lord Jesus, he's there with Muhammad. We ask you, oh, God, to remember him in a special way, that you will bless that young man, Lord God, and keep him with the mind to continue to pray. Keep him with the mind to do your will, Lord. Help him, oh, God, in that situation that he's in, and bless his mother also. In the name of Jesus, Lord, move in a mighty way, God. Work wonders for him. Bless him abundantly, Lord Jesus. You know all about him. You know everything about him. Ask that you will have your way in his life and let your will be done. We believe it, Lord. And we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Okay.
Is there any other name?
Antonio.
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 Oh, God, look on Antonio right now. Father, we ask, God, for a special blessing that you will touch, Lord. Move in a mighty way. Make every wind hold, Lord, from the inside out. Clean, Lord, clean them up. On the inside and the outside.
Yes,
oh,
Lord Jesus.
Have your way. Let your name
have
be glorified in the name of Jesus. Work wonders, Lord, and work miracles. Move in a special manner. In the name of Jesus, we believe you, Lord. Hallelujah. And we thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Any other names?
That's the word for last name.
I'm sorry.
No other names.
And May, do you have any names?
Mainly my father, Titus Edmund Sr.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask that you will breathe down on Titus Edmund Sr. Oh, God, we come to you on his behalf, asking you, Lord, a special prayer that you will touch his body and that you will ever strengthen him and encourage his heart. You pray, God, that you will save him in the name of Jesus. God, you know what he's been through. You know his situation, Lord, and he's striving and seeking after you. He's hearing about you, Lord Jesus. And
yes,
we are asking
Lord.
You to bless him right now, God,
yes,
in a great and a mighty way, that let your glory be revealed in his life.
Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. We are praying, God, that you will use them for your glory and for your service, that you will move, oh, Lord, in his home right now, God, and bless him, Lord, right there where he is. Make yourself known to him. Make yourself known in a way that he has never seen before. Oh, God, we believe you. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. We thank you. Glory to your name.
Thank you,
Lord. We thank you, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Glory to your name.
Thank
you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Oh, my Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. Yes, Lord. Thank you,
name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
We thank you, Jesus. Lord Jesus, we thank you. Oh, my God, we thank you.
Sister Rhoda.
Lord, we ask, God, that you will look on Sister Rhoda, Lord God, in a special way, Jesus.
Yes.
We pray, God, that you will bless her.
Oh, yes,
your
Lord,
woman servant. Lay your hand upon her, Lord Jesus.
In the name of
strengthen her and encourage her. Oh, my God, and help her to do your will. Help her, Lord God.
Lord,
continue and be steadfast in the faith. Lord Jesus, let the glory of God be revealed. Let your powers be manifest. Work it out in her home, Lord Jesus. Work it out on her job, my God. Bless her right now with whatever blessing
right now
she has in need of. We believe you, Lord Jesus, and we thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Bless your name.
Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Glory.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank the Lord for this prayer.
Hallelujah. This
prayer changes things. And God, he was just speaking. Glory to God. He knows all about each and every one of us. And he knows what each and every one of us needs. Glory to God. Prayer is much needed. So many troubles, so many illnesses, sickness and diseases and things that are happening to the people. But God, he knows how to deliver. He sent this prayer, and I believe this was of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The Bible said men ought always pray and not to faint. I thank God. I thank God, and I believe God for the petitions that have gone up before him. I thank God. I'm looking to him even the more because I know God will do what we ask him to do. And I just thank the Lord for Evangelist Hameen going the way the Lord has led her to go. When you follow the leading of the Lord, he will prove himself and everything will work out just fine. So I thank the Lord for this prayer and for the way he led, the Lord led Evangelist Hameen. And I'm saying to her, continue to follow the leading of the Lord and go the way the Lord is leading you, the way he's taking you. That's the way you go. The Bible said, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the God. Mm-hmm. So that's just a witness. And we thank God today for every soul, every listener. We pray that the Lord will bless you and keep you. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for the broadcast today and, you know, the way that the Lord began to lead Evangelist Hameen through prayer, through the part of her ministry. I enjoyed it. You know, sometimes we have to break up the monotony, do something different and whatever, you know, God, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, but he's not always going to move the same way. So I'm so grateful that she followed the leading of the Lord. He knows what God will do. I'm looking for miracles to be done by her following the leading of the Lord. And I felt God touch me in that prayer, and I thank him for it. I just thank God for all things. Then it's going to come and keep on letting the Lord have his way in your life.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for those remarks, and I thank God because it's true. God, he hears and he answers prayer, and the Bible is right. Men ought always pray and not to faint, because prayer changes things. Praise God. We are just so grateful for all of you and thank God for you and for your patience. Praise the Lord. And before we close out, we do have, want to make mention, you want to go ahead and give us that information, Evangelist Khadija, about our Sunday school convention.
So the 47th Annual Sunday School Convention is going to be held February the 25th through the 27th. So we have the Friday morning service. It's going to be at 10 a.m. February 25th in person. And then the closed business session. Friday evening is going to be held at 7 o'clock p.m. on teleconference. I'll give that number. Saturday is going to be an evening service. It's also going to be on teleconference. And then Sunday morning, 11 a.m., is an in-person service at Christian Temple in Camden. And Sunday evening, 7 o'clock, is held on teleconference. The number to call in is 508-924-2348.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So on Friday night, February 25th, if it be the Lord's will, for our next broadcast, I'll be broadcasting the service live. So you are certainly welcome to tune in and enjoy the service with us, our 47th Annual Sunday School Convention. Praise be to God. So we ask that you'll continue to keep us in prayer, and we are so thankful for your prayers and for your support and for all you do to encourage us. Praise be to God. And until we meet again, if this be all, this concludes the broadcast for this afternoon. May God bless you and may heaven smile upon you. Good night.